Now, all three Kerry clubs, both junior, intermediate and senior, I should say, are all three junior, intermediate and senior clubs in action this weekend. Ballymac, Ballymacelliga GAA, Ungaeltacht and Dingle won their Munster Club Championship games and are now into three finals at senior, intermediate and junior level, all against Cork opposition. To speak about that, and also, first of all, to speak about a pulsating finale, an incredible finale to the North Kerry Championship football final, where Listowel were pulled back from 10 points ahead by Knocknagoshal and forced to a draw at the death. We'll talk to Tim Moynihan and get his view on the weekend's football action. First of all, talking to him about those last pulsating few seconds of the North Kerry final.
Sure, yeah, that's what the best way to describe it is. This is a romantic journey as far as Knocknagoshal is concerned. You know, a team that's never before been in a North Kerry Championship final. Some serious players down through the decades. And, you know, going back in the 80s when you had the Jack O'Connells, the Mikey Brosnans of this world, Sean McKelligan and many more great players. And they never got because really competitive, the North Kerry Championship. But yesterday in Brosnan, I think it was a huge flagship jury for the smaller clubs in our county and the romance to it, as I just said. And, you know, already Knocknagoshal have taken out intermediate teams. You know, they beat Brosna in the first round, who's always a bogey team for Knocknagoshal. They're adjoining parishes. They play together going back in the 70s. Then they beat Desmond's and then St. Sinan's. And, you know, you're talking about a very small number of players, Jerry. Like, the, you know, they might list 21 players, but it's probably only 17 at some stage who get on that field. So up against, you know, a town team, a real progressive team, Listowel Emmets, with huge history. And, you know, there's a question mark about the divisional championships, Jerry, in Kerry. Yesterday was one of the reasons why they have to be kept alive. They have to be kept oxygen because the amount of support, you could say, for Knocknagoshal as well, in the sense that, you know, because it was their maiden voyage and, you know, they were up against a real hot favourites. And even the supports from Listowel Emmets, they really applauded, obviously, their own team. But they saw something in Knocknagoshal as well yesterday, Jordan, yeah, that they went deep into their boots to get a draw. And totally deserving. And right, it was drama right at the end. And it was very similar, Jerry, to Mark O'Connor in the county final, kicking the ball out. He went out for a 45. Knocknagoshal got the 45, then regrouped, played the ball back in, outside the 45. And there was Jack McKelligan, a serious player, Jerry. Maybe he might be playing in Division 5, but maybe the Kerry management wouldn't mind having this guy in a fringe panel or have a look at him anyway. He put the equaliser over to the delight of Knocknagoshal. And I suppose there's two mouths in North Kerry. One is in Douai, and they say the other one is in Knocknagoshal. And all you could hear when the area where we were up in a truck doing the commentary, and everyone saying, up the mall. So it meant so much and to so many people. It's their identity, Jerry.
Yeah, huge, huge. And that was a buzzer beater, as they say. It used to be basketball, we hit buzzer beaters. The horn had sounded, everything on the line, and from well outside the arc, you put it over.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw the chaos in the inter-county championship, but it's chaos as well yesterday that, you know, maybe a rush of blood and probably didn't think the pressure was on the player, the Listowel Emmets player, kicked it out automatically. They were fighting for their 45, Knocknagoshal got it, reset, regrouped, and from away downtown, that ball was kicked, Jerry, in straight between the lats, and they lift a fight another day. And we often see favourites, Jerry, the second day out, they don't make those mistakes, but there's something in this Knocknagoshal team. There's a never-say-die spirit. They want it. They're hungry. And I think it's fixed for Ballylongford next weekend, Jerry. And it's a case of there won't be seating room in Ballylongford next weekend.
Yeah, indeed. And look, they were 3-8 to 1-8 behind. That's when they started turning it around. Yeah. But Listowel had done a lot. They thought they had done enough to win. Two goals for Sweeney. You had John Joe Grimes chipping in with a point, and others. I don't know, is it fair to say they probably thought they had won it, but they had put in a strong performance up to that point. But they just couldn't resist to come back.
Yeah, and Jerry, we have to compliment Knocknagoshal in the first half. They went in 2 points ahead. Scores were difficult to come by. But the amount of turnovers they won, they tackled, they were dogged in defence, fair, might I add. And with that, maybe it didn't happen at times in the final third for them, but then always, you know, I see games now under the new rules, Jerry. That third quarter is so important to teams. In 30-minute spell, Jerry, Listowel Emmets hit three goals.
Connor Sweeney with two.
The other two from Connor. Yeah. And you'd say, look, they were out the gap. They were 10 points ahead 14 minutes into the second half. And you'd say, you'd be hoping, being a Nottingham man, that, look, make the score respectable here. But the guys inside the White Lions hadn't read the script, Jerry. And Conor Cahill, a young boy inside, he'd a lot to do to bury his goal, and he did it. Came from a, they pushed up on a kick out. Georgia Grimes was looking for it. Then the keeper decided to go down the centre, knock read it, popped the ball inside to Cahill and into the back of the net. And that set up, you know, for the two-pointers then, Jerry, and brought him right back into the game. But as you said, the buzzer, they had one final play, one throw of the dice, and it meant so much to Nottingham. This is a team that, as I said, Jerry, down to Division 5, struggling for numbers, rural areas, we see there's red flags all over our county to try and keep the live. But the GA must have a look at this, and, you know, for every small club, and I know clubs like the Astys of this world, it gives them hope, Jerry. It gives them oxygen for the future. And I think, and you know, we had this conversation before, Jerry, football, there's a big gap being divided above between the elite and the clubs that are struggling at the bottom. But always remember, every player that makes our county team, he starts either with a small club or a club playing in the top divisions. And we must mind those small clubs. And I'd be very passionate about, you know it as well, Jerry, about those clubs surviving. These are clubs that are, quite, I suppose, making our game survival mode. And it needs help at times, and we have to address it and address it fast.
Yeah, we certainly do. So that replay on next weekend. We also had, of course, the club championship, Munster Club Championships, and a positive story from Kerry. You were at the Ballymac Clonmelo game, 4-12 to 2-9, comprehensive win for Ballymac.
Yeah, very much so, Jerry. In a game, you know, there's an imbalance during the first round or be it the semi-finals of this, because Kerry, because of the way our championships are graded, we seem to be strong on those levels when we go in to other counties. Now, it's really competitive when you, as those Munster finals will prove in 2 weeks' time. But, Jerry, Ballymacelligan were in control right from the start. You know, the only thing they've learned a lot from, they have to be more ruthless in front of goal. I think they, in the first half, they five balls they kick short into the keeper's hands. But if you want to, up against the tougher teams, you have to take your chances. But they've pace all over the field, Jerry. You know, from Ty Brickett's centre back, the Jack Joys of this world. They have a serious target man in Donald Daly, serious midfield as well. So they're well equipped to go on the journey on this one. But again, I think they're coming up against Buttevant, if I could stand corrected on that. And I think there's Kerry connections with that club as well. I think Sarah Walsh from Nottingham, I think her two sons are playing, to the best of my knowledge. So that little bit of rivalry would be there as well. But, you know, Ballymacelligan, we're normally strong when we come out in this competition, but you're probably at times, with all due respect to the rest, your strongest opposition will be in Munster, and mostly in Munster final. But then when you have the Northern teams coming in at you as well, it's a different ball game. But speaking to Ian Blake after, the manager of Ballymacelligan, you learned a lot from it. And you learned that you have to, you know, mind the clock and also be ruthless. But they were comfortable in the end, Jerry.
Yeah, very comfortable. They were. It wasn't as comfortable for Angueltucht, even though they ended up winning by 5 points against Corrifin. But they march on in their final and looking very strong. But a testing challenge nonetheless for them.
Jerry, you can see down through the years with the likes of the Stranraer when they were representing Kerry. I'm talking about senior then, but any team that goes down to Clare during the winter, they'll love their football in West Clare. And they'll be dogged. They'll take you into a tight pitch and they'll make you worth your salt. And that will bring on Angueltucht no bounds. Angueltucht, obviously, they took out Dingle in the West Kerry Championship. They're getting closer to that senior, which they're going to have next year, that senior status. They're a serious panel of players. But as it goes down the road, they're going to be a huge opposition for anyone. And they're fabulous players. They're youthful, a good balance. Of course, they have a man, a driving force as well, a Kentork man, now residing in Kerry, Aidan Walsh, around the middle of the field. Maybe winter football, and he, hope he won't mind me saying that, suits this man. But on the same token, they'll know what they have to do. And there's great men behind, you know, led us by the chairman, Darragh Kinnaird, but there's great men involved, Fergal O'Shea and his selectors. They know football. Do you know, this time of the year, Jerry, we know the panache and the dash of the summer. It's all about a fella that knows his football, knows the ground. It's like horse racing, Jerry, and things that you can do in a game and probably get away with it. And that's one thing I might revert back just to quickly. We speak about refs on a continuous basis decision, but I have to compliment Pat Dowling and Brosnan. He left things go. He looked at the conditions. Now, it was in a safe manner he did, and compliments to Pat yesterday. And likewise, refs know that, and you will, you know, let things go this time of the year. But going forward, the Gaelic look really strong, Jerry.
Yeah, they certainly do. And look, when it comes to that, they'll be against Avola, I think, of Cork as well. It's all Cork opposition now for the Kerry teams in Munster. So they'll be up against Avalog in the intermediate. And that's another challenge for them, another level again. But then we have the senior game yesterday, Tim, and Dingle. I suppose it was an annihilation in the end against Mungret, but Mungret were without five starters. They just won the Limerick final 2 weeks ago. So 215 to 2 points for Dingle, but they were up against, I suppose, a team that was missing really half their side.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why I say there's an imbalance in this, you know, at the start you look withdrawn. And with all due respect to teams from Limerick and the so-called weaker county, it's a difficult task for them to come into, I suppose, your own backyard. They came to Kerry into Ossenstack Park and take on a team that's just after winning our county championship, which would be a high standard, jury, to be fair. There's no arrogance in that statement, but that's what it is. And, you know, I suppose the big thing from a Dingle point of view as well, and I think I seen it last night on social media, that Mark O'Connor is available for the Munster final. But yesterday was totally one-sided, you know, and from a commentating point of view, it's desperate. Like, a team scores 2 points, you know, by the, 42nd minute, and you're saying, where are they going to get scores from? But Dingle went about their business, their ruthless, jury, and it sets them up nicely now for their final. Looks like St Finbarr's, isn't it, on that side?
Yeah, the
Kerry Cork rivalry then. So that's going to be, and there's hurt in the Dingle side over the last couple of years, you know, when they were in that Munster final and they lost it. They want to regroup now, reset, and as I say, it's a real positive for Dingle going forward. But yesterday, you wouldn't learn a whole pile from that game, would you?
No, you certainly wouldn't. And listen, look, lots of football to be played, Jay. What chances do you give the three teams of taking Munster titles, Tim?
Look, I'd put on my Kerry hat, Jory, and I'd be selfish and I want to win all three. But, you know, this is a serious side. I think Brian Hayes had an outstanding game, the dual player yesterday Players like that keep watching. But I like what I saw from Dingle during, you know, their game management in the county final against Ossenstack. You know, I think they're at a serious, serious level, and I give them a right chance against St. Finbarr's. On Gaeltacht, they are my fancy all year, if they could get out to go further. It's not just about the numbers. Like, there's power in numbers, Jory, but you have to have quality inside the white lines, and that's what Gaeltacht have, and I really fancy them. And Ballymakeligat as well, I think they'll have learned from the weekend, where even though they were totally dominant, but there's things in the game where against stronger opposition, they will pick at that. So I think there's good lads on the line. They have the football. I go for 3 months the final wins, and that's pure, I'm not saying hope, but I think from what I've seen, Kerry are well capable of getting into the All-Ireland series then.
Okay. All right, Tim. Brilliant stuff as always. Thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.